Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live at Delaware Square, Pensacola Business Radio, and we are going to talk once again about Senior Awareness Day that Sharon Miller from the Chamber has completely organized and gotten rolling. And so she brought some of her partners in crime here, for lack of a better term. So I'm going to let you all go around the table and introduce yourself, but then, Leo, you get to start telling us all the good stuff.
Great. Thank you. I'm Lou Donaldson with TLC Caregivers.
Sharon Miller with Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Kay Mitchell with Florida Blue.
Okay, Lou, lay it on us.
Great. April 15th.
You're getting close, aren't you?
We're close. April 15th, tax day. We found a great way to make the negative connotations of April 15th go away. We're having Senior Awareness Day at the Vickery Center here in Pensacola from 9 to 1, sponsored by the Pensacola Chamber and many local area businesses. And we are targeting today, we'd like to talk about who should come, why you should be there, and some of the finer points of what you can take away from these informational fairs. Sharon?
Jump in.
Okay, I'm jumping in. We have been working on this since March of last year. We started a Senior Voices Coalition group, and so we're now getting ready to launch this huge morning and early afternoon day from 9 to 1. And our focus is on anyone that is interested in learning about taking care of and looking at sources and solutions for their aging parents. For veterans that need resources, we will have veteran benefit professionals there, and caregivers, the overlooked population that take care of folks and sometimes just want to go get a haircut and don't want to feel bad about it. We're going to be there for them. And also grandparents that are custodians to grandchildren, and again, an overlooked population. We have 77 vendors that are there to educate and inspire, I hope, all the folks that we will call our guest next Friday.
So before Kay gets rolling here, you guys mentioned that this is not necessarily for the 65 and up, that there really is a lot that has to be done here for people even my age. And I'm 38. I'll be 38 in May.
What a child.
If I do the math.
Me too.
But like my grandparents are, you know, as a matter of fact, my father and I just moved them into a facility. I don't know if there's a nice word for it, but, and we had to go through the house and, you know, not get rid, but we had to get the estate ready for them not living in that place anymore. And my dad and I, we did this with my aunt, but there were so many questions that had to be asked. And luckily my dad and my aunt really kind of took the horn and did what they needed to do. But
well, then let's go ahead and take your example. There's a lot we can learn from that. Obviously we need to address the grandparents who are going into assisted living.
Yeah.
We need to address your parents who have to go through all these steps that they're not accustomed to using. You're the grandchild, you're the child. There's a lot of physical activity. There's a lot of things, but the planning is exactly where the foundation for any successful venture is the foundation, is the planning. So from your angle, even though you're 38, you should be looking at what you're going to do the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That doesn't magically happen. And there's no book that you can buy, and no one else can ensure what's going to happen to you when you're older. So you start planning now. For people in my age group,
I thought you were 38 too.
I am. That's true. But there are things that we need to be doing as well.
Yeah.
There might be some grandchildren in the picture. Again, life's full of surprises. You want to plan for everything that you can. And then we take the people who are already living the dream. They're retired. They may be looking at assisted living. We've got a large number of wonderful assisted livings in the area to choose from. Maybe aging in place at home using an agency like TLC is their plan. It doesn't happen, though, without great planning.
And I was out of state, and so was my dad. So, and my aunt was 90 minutes away. So luckily she was close enough and they had lived there where my grandparents were before. So she has an idea on who to call and where to go, you know, for facility wise. But my dad and I mean, he was in Missouri and I'm here in Florida. It was kamikaze. We drove up there, did what we had to do. And you know, it was a rough week.
It's a lot of stuff. When I lost both my parents, we went through the house, and I didn't realize my mother kept our baby caps when we were born. I mean, of course, they weren't the same color from 68 years ago, but they were. Yeah, and it was like, okay, what do we do with all this stuff?
Yeah.
You feel a little guilty about trashing it, but my daughter certainly doesn't want it one day when I'm gone.
Yeah.
And it won't even look like a baby cap anymore. So,
aren't you glad they didn't have Facebook when you were a kid?
Yes. Oh. So, yes, like Lou said, it's a lot of planning. But if you do it and you get the right advice and help, it can be so much of a smoother transition for everyone.
There's no pat answer for everybody. Not every family has the exact same situation. So it takes a number of different resources in the community, a number of different agencies, your health insurance, like Blue Cross Blue Shield. You've got all these things that you have to pull together, and it's a very individual plan. So you can't like look off the person next to you's plan and be successful planning aging well anyway.
Yeah.
It's a process. And in order to be successful at anything, you have to have a plan. So this health fair, I think, is a great idea. And that's why Florida Blue wanted to be a part of it. The chamber does great things for the community, and we're just huge on preventative care. Our center focuses on that. We have free services to help ensure that this community is healthier. So
you guys are really focusing on sort of the front end, like let's make it longer before you have to get to this point, right?
Absolutely. The life expectancy continues to increase.
Yeah.
And I think it's because people are starting to finally get the picture. You know, you do need to eat better. You do need to exercise. I know, like at the center,
you need to see your doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Preventative care is the way to go. I mean, how can you know if something's wrong if you don't address it?
Yeah.
So
some of the events that we have planned for Senior Awareness Day are just fun. We're very fortunate on the Gulf Coast. We've got the beaches. We've got amazing historical areas. We've got all kinds of museums, things like that you can go visit. So it's a great place to grow older. And we'll be celebrating some of that on April 15th, Friday from 9 to 1 at the Vickery Center, doing some of the more fun things involved with getting older on Gulf Coast.
So you can just show up, right? We don't need tickets. We don't have to register.
You
just come on down and hang out, huh?
Yes, you can. We want you to hang out, too, because it's going to be a fun day. We're going to have, I don't want to say this too loud because we may have a crowd we can't contain. We're going to play bingo. We're going to have a treasure hunt. We're going to have birthday cake.
Yeah.
We're going to have popcorn. We're going to have door prizes.
Yep.
We're going to have lots of education and fun, enjoyable ways to learn about what is ahead for you. What is ahead for all of us?
Yeah. So one of the things I really liked is how many fender booths did you say?
77.
Yeah. Okay. So number one, that shows, first of all, way to be the cheerleader and make this happen. You've got 77 individuals that are truly interested in supporting what you've started here. But for those that may not necessarily need senior awareness information or anything else, there's 77 businesses that you get to find out how they can help you or how you could help them.
That's
huge. I mean, you know, here's me, the
and
business
we have a really
guy,
good
so.
Support. We have a really good support with four or five vendors that are in the veteran business. They can help veterans,
yeah,
which is sometimes extremely, we know in this country, just watching the news, how they can be overlooked. And we hope Pensacola has the answers for those veterans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we really want them to come as well.
Works.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'd like all the motorcycle veteran clubs to come on down.
You like Harleys, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Very cool. All right. So what do we, where is there information anywhere? I know it's on the chamber site, right?
It's on the chamber website.
We have tons of flyers at Florida Blue.
Good.
We're on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook. Check us out on Facebook. Find us on Facebook. We're there. We now have a Senior Voices website called Senior Living Pensacola.
Very cool.
So check that out.
.com.
Okay. You can check that out, and it will talk about the event and mention the address, et cetera.
And it mentions some of the vendors that will be there.
Yes.
Now, we didn't mention you'll have food trucks there.
Yes, we do have a food truck there, so they will be that kind of refreshment if you want to grab a bite while you're there, because we do want you to come and hang around with us.
Yeah. And you're going to be there playing bingo. You might want to grab a bite to eat.
Yes, you might. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
It takes a lot of energy.
It does take a lot of energy to play bingo.
Business.
You got to pay attention, especially if you're playing like 10 boards at a time.
And I have plenty of bingo cards. We are not running out of bingo cards.
And just for the record, you don't have to be a senior to like bingo. I love playing bingo. It's fun.
You're going
to
be a little busy for part of the day, but we'll let you play when you have time.
I will hang out for a minute, and I'm just going to yell bingo even if I haven't won. I'm going to be that guy.
I'll get some angry looks.
Yeah.
It could get ugly. We also have 6 speakers. They'll be addressing anything from how to help and be energized if you need some respite care, which are for those caregivers, to items out there for hearing that are so much better than they used to be.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fine. Sheriff Morgan's going to be there talking about emergency services you can get through the county.
All those things that you just you don't even think of, I guess, until you're there and it's too late, right?
That's very true.
Okay. So just so people know, I just didn't grab strangers in off the street. Kay and Lou, you both have a dog in this hunt, for lack of a better term, but let's tell everybody what you do and if they haven't picked it up already, but just why you guys got so involved with all of this.
Okay, sure. Well, I'm an insurance agent at Florida Blue. I'm also a chamber ambassador, so I have a best.
You should have wore the red coat.
Well, they wouldn't have seen it, but but I've been doing health insurance for 11 years, and my favorite population are seniors. I love seniors and being able to help them, especially being that most of them are on fixed incomes. So I love being able to help them get a better plan, cheaper price, so that they can have more money to spend it on, whether it's medication or food or what have you.
Yeah. And you guys, I know, are a huge resource for questions, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know there's a lot. I don't care what age you are. Insurance policies get confusing, right? But you guys have a huge resource at your office where you can come in and
we do. People walk in off the street all the time having questions about whether it's the Affordable Care Act, whether it's Medicare. We get a lot of questions because we have such a huge retirement population here. They don't know what to do. So I just kind of give them the step-by-step. You know, you need to go to the Social Security office. You need this part of Part A and B for Medicare.
Right.
We go through the entire process for free.
And you do that even if they don't have a policy with Blue Cross Blue Shield, right?
All the time.
Which I think is fantastic.
And the classes that we offer are amazing. We actually have a class coming up on the 27th, and it's called A Free Breakfast and Learn with Sacred Heart Mature Senior Athletes.
Cool.
And it's to give them information for those that are active.
Yeah.
And they may be retired, and we're giving free food, so come on out.
Well, but we have a huge tennis culture here. We have a huge golf, obviously, because you're just in beautiful paradise all day long. Pickleball was one I found out we have here. Yeah, as a matter of fact, some of the guests, one of the new resorts they're building, they're putting pickleball courts in, which I don't know. Have you ever played pickleball there?
No, me neither.
But apparently it's here.
We'll go try it out.
And we have a culture
Maybe
for
I
it.
Maybe I could find somebody that can bring it in and be a vendor for us.
You never know.
Explaining pickleball.
Explaining pickleball.
Always thinking.
Yeah, I'll Google it when we're done here.
I can find a table spot. I think I can probably find it. Yeah.
We'll make it 78.
I've been told I can't. There's no more tables in the county. Yeah. So, yeah, we got them all.
Well, Kay, if anybody wants information on Blue Cross Blue Shield or where you guys are, let's give them
sure.
all the good
so
stuff.
FloridaBlue.com is our website address. We're located at 1680 Airport Boulevard, right at the corner of Airport and 9th.
Can't miss it. Huge building.
Right across from Pensacola State College and Sacred Heart Hospital.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thanks for coming and
no
hanging
problem.
Out today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, Lou, lay it on us.
Well, we're TLC.
Your heart's
cares.
Been in this from the beginning, and I know this because I came to the first meeting. So
Sharon and I, this actually started as a kind of a conversation joke in my office. We said, wow, if we could ever get all these people together. And Sharon's been a rock star pulling everybody in and getting them stoked. And it's like herding cats.
Yes.
The organization. But of course, TLC has been all about aging well on the Gulf Coast since 1989.
Yeah.
So we're very, very pleased to be involved. And of course, looking for it for years to come.
Yes, it will be an annual event, we hope. And the publication is going to be awesome. I've seen it. It's at the printers now. Ink's still very wet, so it's not finished, but we will have those ready to be handed out. And I've got all kinds of people said, I can't come, but would you get me a book? And I said, no, I cannot get you a book. You have to come.
I think something significant to mention is how much work Pensacola community, the business community, has put into making this happen.
Yes,
absolutely.
One group or one person or two people or 10 people can't pull together what we see coming together next. So it's going to be very, very exciting to
yes,
see.
Yes, we have articles from in the book, everything from Dad, I think it's time I took your car keys and do it gracefully.
Yeah.
Without him wanting yeah. to sock you out. And to it may be time to move. What is step two?
Right.
Everything is in that publication. And it's all done by all those interested in helping in this community.
You know, it's funny you say that, because, and this has just actually happened. My mom lost her keys the other day. I guess they fell out of her pocket when she was walking the dogs. They were in the front yard. And this is like the fourth time it's happened. And she's never been one to lose her keys. So every time she does it, I said, well, then it's time to take your car keys away. Well, I said that the other day. And then she was like, you know, there's going to be a point when that's going to be a reality. And we actually started having the conversation. And I just now thought about it. But we were joking and laughing. But the seriousness is at some yeah. point I'm getting mm-hmm. the car.
And yeah. it doesn't have to be a life-ending conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We so were joking much, about it the whole yeah, time.
And there's so much independence out there to be had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we should all focus, is what we lose as we get older, but what we can gain. Yesterday, it was a great day yesterday at TLC. I was out visiting some of the assisted living facilities. And it's amazing how free and how independent you can be at an assisted living facility. Yeah. They had groups leaving to go places, people in the gardens, people visiting. There was more activity going yeah. and everyone just knew it was a normal everyday event there.
Yeah.
So there's no downside to this. If we all focus on and we know what we're facing as we grow older, and we can work with our kids or with our parents or with our grandparents, whatever the case is, good communication, we'll learn the tools, we'll have a toolkit, and we'll have all the vendors to talk to.
Yeah.
To give us a good edge on aging.
Yeah, I think people are more scared of the unknown.
Sure.
And this gives everyone the platform to come and get educated yeah. so that when it happens, you know what to do, you know where to go. There is no fear.
Yeah, and you're going to make people, I think the other cool thing, that sort of byproduct that happens, is somebody, you're going to make a connection with somebody there, whether it's a business, a person, a friend, or somebody, that these conversations can continue. So you're building this huge support group.
And these relationships, that they care about you, that they care that you're going to age well
yeah.
in this beautiful place we call home.
Yeah. Not me. I'm not going a day over 30. This is the last birthday ever. Ever. I'm not even going with 39. We're stopping at 38. So
hey, it beats the alternative.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. No matter what age you are.
Okay. So did we miss anything? Lou, what's TLC's website so we can send people if they have information?
TLCcaregivers.com.
There we go.
So, yes. And it's on our Facebook, TLC Caregivers 24-Hour Personal Care on Facebook. There's information about the fair, and there's 1,000,001 community events on there. So, by all means, check us out.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Some days aren't work, you know? It's just hanging out, so.
We're going to come back tomorrow, too.
No, I won't be here tomorrow.
I'm not coming back tomorrow. Uh-uh.
So, okay, you guys, you can find us at PCola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at PCola BRX on Facebook. Or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Ladies, thanks for coming in today and sharing. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.